The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. In the long history of humankind, and animal kind too, those who learned to collaborate and improvise most effectively have prevailed. Charles Darwin. So, where does scrap come from? Here's just one example. Imagine this. You own a commercial printing company somewhere in Michigan. One of the main things you do is print paper boxes for pharmaceutical products. You get a huge order from a major pharmaceutical company, and off you go, printing thousands of sheets that will become boxes for packaging. Things are going soundly. A few days later, you get a phone call from the pharmaceutical company. Their lawyers feel that the warning section should be worded differently. Their marketing department also decided that the logo should angle slightly to the left. Fair enough. But now you've got over 100,000 pounds of paper that you can't do anything with anymore. So what do you do? Do you throw it away? Of course not. Lucky for you, you've had this happen before, so you factor the extra cost into your bid for doing the job. But handling the residual scrap paper is where we come in. In fact, you work with a scrap processor on an ongoing basis precisely because these types of occurrences are inevitable. Changes requested by clients, typos, overages, trimmings, etc. Not only can you tell your customers you're recycling your scrap paper, we also pay you for it based on its value as a commodity. After purchasing your scrap paper, we prepare it with processes like sorting, shredding, and baling. Then, we sell the scrap paper to paper mills, which repulp the paper and turn it into new sheets or rolls that printing companies, such as yourself, can buy to make new products. Scrap is generated from all sorts of areas, and it's processed through collaboration. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.